Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle motorcycle collision near Scotia this morning that took the life of the driver. Witnesses reported seeing the driver drift off to the right side of Highway 101 south of Scotia, and when he corrected, he lost control and crashed, sliding a few hundred feet along the pavement. The victim was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, but was pronounced dead at the scene. We are awaiting the notification of next of kin and the identity of the driver. The California Highway Patrol will conduct another maximum enforcement period over the 4th of July holiday to target impaired and dangerous drivers on state roads. Last year, 34 people died in DUI-related crashes or in collisions where they weren't wearing seatbelts on the 4th of July, and more than 1,500 drivers were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence. Every available CHP officer will be on duty from Tuesday afternoon through midnight on Wednesday. The Eureka Police Department conducted a DUI driver's license checkpoint over the weekend to target impaired and unlicensed drivers. Seven drivers were given field sobriety tests and determined to not be under the influence, while three others were detained and arrested on suspicion of DUI. Officers screened more than 600 vehicles and towed three. Citations were issued to two drivers with suspended licenses, and one felony drug arrest was made. Crescent City Police have arrested a 13-year-old boy in connection with a fire that destroyed the Masonic Family Center on Friday night. Dozens of firefighters responded to fight the blaze, which was deemed suspicious immediately, and a following investigation led to the arrest of the minor. No one was injured during the fire, but the building was a total loss, along with all the memorabilia contained inside. The fire burned for several hours before finally being extinguished. Officials in the Six Rivers National Forest have a trash problem on their hands, specifically the issue of illegal dumping of trash and waste on forest land. The Del Norte County and Trinity County Resource Advisory Committees have taken efforts to assist in the cleanup of illegal dumping, allocating more than $20,000 to assist the Forest Service in cleanup efforts. On June 20th, work crews removed more than 5,000 tons of garbage at the Denny Road dump site, as well as two smaller sites in the lower Trinity Ranger District. Illegal dumping and the ecological damage it causes, including the pollution of waterways and soil along rivers and streams, are a constant problem, and volunteer groups have added their muscle to the cleanup campaign, which will continue over the next few months as dump sites are located and targeted. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On June 19th, four young men walked into a pawn shop in Eureka and attempted to sell some expensive fishing gear. Pawn shop employees were suspicious, however, after the young men displayed a lack of knowledge of the gear and where they had gotten it. They also remembered a description of similar gear that had been stolen during a residential burglary a few months ago. The four young men left the shop after more questions and also left the fishing gear behind, which is now with the Eureka Police Department. If you think the items may be yours, please contact the Eureka Police Department for more details. And Arcata Police have also recovered stolen items that need to be returned to their rightful owners. Following a lengthy investigation, Arcata Police arrested Zach Friedland, Paul Borellis, and his wife, Barbara Palmer, after finding the three in possession of thousands of dollars of worth of stolen goods. Police believe the items were taken during a series of car burglaries and vehicle thefts. Among the items are musical instruments, small electronics, cameras, computers, and outdoor equipment. If you have any questions about the items, contact the Arcata Police Department. And the Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. 61-year-old John Knott, who is known to lead a transient lifestyle, hasn't been seen by his family for more than 2 weeks and was reported missing on June 20th. Knott told friends he was going to a nearby lake and hasn't been seen since. He's a white male adult with medium brown hair, hazel eyes, and he's 6 feet tall and weighs about 150 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And that's the North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.